Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Global Village International Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell and Doug Bentley, with our special guest, Lisa Najjar, author of Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. She's also executive producer and intuitive consultant for an award-winning documentary titled, What If? The Movie, and the creator of What a Fool Believes, a comedy talk show. And we'll be taking your phone calls at area code 718-766-4421. That's 718-766-4421. Now, here's our Global Village International Radio host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
And welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world. As you're listening this, perhaps in the archive version of the show tomorrow in your time zone, we welcome you to this extra special guest tonight who's going to, which has an amazing ability. And I'm really curious to find out what she does. I've read her, I've looked at her website and I've read her information. Absolutely amazing. And she has this amazing talent and book that we're going to talk a little bit more about that. My good friend and co-host Doug Bentley's here. Welcome to the show, Doug. And are you ready for another transformational event with this special guest tonight? Oh, maybe I had to turn on your microphone. By the way, I'm sorry about that. Paul is away, our producer, and yours truly has to sort of wear two hats tonight. Sorry, Doug. So as I was saying, are you all set?
You bet. Same thing as I said before. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it. So our special guest tonight is Lisa, and she has this amazing website that she's going to tell us all about where you can go, and she has many publications. And again, she is a international psychic medium. She's a transformational speaker, an author, especially of that book, Dying to Tell You. So I want to hear all about that. Welcome to the show, Lisa. It's a pleasure to have you here tonight. Again, I'm a little off because Paul isn't here, and I'm codependent upon my producer, and he's got the weekend off. So here we are tonight. Welcome to the show, Lisa. It's good to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Douglas, for having me on. It's such a pleasure, and I'm excited to do this and meet your guests.
Well, we're really, we have people lining up in a queue right now. The number to call is 718-766-4421. From wherever you are in the country, I'll be taking your calls directly, and we'll ask you where you're calling from and to give us your first name, and then you can have a little session with Lisa. And so, listen, where and how did you start off in your career? How did you get to be where you are today? What happened?
It's a bit of a long story. I certainly didn't plan this. I started out as a court reporter, and I did that in Canada because I'm originally from Canada. And so I thought, I mean, I think I was, well, I was always a natural born psychic medium, but I certainly never wanted to do it for a living. I preferred to just do my job and live in the world of, you know, this 3D world. And but Spirit had other plans. And so there were a lot of incidents where it was just there. And I just thought it was sort of matter of fact, but I didn't think anything more of it. And that went on for some number of years. And in 2015, well, it's actually before that, Walt Disney popped up and he started talking to me. And then in 2015, or 2013, I should say, he asked me to channel a book. Or, well, he said write a book. And I thought that's absurd because I'm not a writer. And besides, I don't want to do this for a living at all. So I kind of put him off. And a few years later in 2015, that's when George Harrison, Abraham Lincoln, and Walt Disney came back and said, can you do this for us? We really want you to do this. And I said, but I'm not a writer. Why would you come to me and ask me to do this? They said, you take dictation every day in court. Can you just take dictation? We'll write the book for you.
Wow.
And I finally said, you know, yeah, my son was off in university at the time, and I had now finally some time. So I did. And that's how that got started.
Well, just to make sure, you know, you're in your bio, it says you went from court reporter to a higher court, not the Supreme Court, but the celestial court. And these names you've just mentioned, you're referring to these people who are in the great beyond who have come back to you and have communicated with you. Just in case there's anybody wondering or who has just turned in a little late, Lisa's been able to talk directly with these, can I call them soul beings, or can I call them just, what do you call these people? I like to call people when I say ghost people, that's my term. What do you call these people who were there?
Well, when they came for the book and I listened to them and recorded them, I called them guests. But yeah, you would say that souls that are speaking from the beyond, and absolutely any of that works. And I mean, we can say ghosts, but it's not quite the right term, because I look at the situation with ghosts as people who have not gone into the light, and they, for whatever reason, they are bound here for maybe revenge, or they want to tell their story, or they are addicted, or there's a whole bunch of reasons why people don't go into the other side, and they are trapped, and those we call ghosts. So
I call them
earthbound. Earthbound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And these folks are not. They've gone into the light. They're fully in the light. But they really had a message. They wanted to share messages that they feel were important. And those are how they lived in the time that they lived. They, most of them, had every privilege imaginable. They had money and influence and power and celebrity and all of these things. And they realized that none of it mattered. And they now want to share what does matter and what constitutes a good, a meaningful life, a life well lived, and share, you know, their experience of the death as well, and where they are now, and to give us some reassurance on what is on the other side and how it's our home, and to know they're watching over us, and the continuation of life, and so many things that they've come to impart. And they feel that it's important now, well, even 2015, but I think it's especially their messages are important now, because there's a lot of chaos and whatnot in the world. And so they're trying to explain to us that this isn't forever, and how to live life well. So,
well, I like your terminology, but when, you know, the soul of Walt Disney is talking to you or communicating with you, and you're kind of going, well, I don't want to do this, you know, I'm a little hesitant. And then he has the backup, the A-team shows up, and they say, well, listen, you've been taking dictation in court all the time. This is, you know, you can probably take dictation at warp speed. You're so good at it. So why can't you do these books from us or from the other side? And that makes perfect sense to me. You know, that they would come to somebody like you. But also you said you had a tendency, you were aware of it while you were on the job, so to speak, in your professional career as a court reporter. So you made the transition. Wow. You know, what started just by, did you start writing that book? I mean, when you say, you know, I'm always curious where people start off. So there you are sitting at the table or the desk or the computer. What happened next?
Well, I said to them, I was very, very forward about this. And I said, look, I'll do this, but it's going to be on my terms. And so here's the deal. I'm going to continue with my 3D life. And if you want to come, that's fine. But once this is out there, I'm not doing anything to put this book out in the world. I'm not interested in that. That's not my forte. I'm not interested. And they said, you know, that's why we're coming to you, because you're not interested. And you don't care about celebrities. You care about none of that. And I said, that's right, I don't. And they said, we'll orchestrate everything. So they would come to me in the evenings, not every evening, but when they did come, it was very sort of formal. I could feel it. And they would come in and I would channel them for however long. And then that would be the end of that. When the book was finished, it did sit on my computer for quite some time. I did nothing to promote it. And eventually I used to listen I still listen quite a lot to Deva Premal, who is a chant artist, a very, very famous chant artist in the world today. And I just loved her music, and I happened to have that music, some of her music playing while I was channeling each of these guests. And I thought, I should really see if she's interested in this sort of thing and maybe see if she'd like a copy of the book, because at that point I had made it into a book, but I just did nothing with it. So I reached out to her on Facebook or something, and she said, oh, my gosh, this is my favorite topic. Yes, please send me a book. So she did. Or I did, and then what happened after must have been their orchestration, because unbeknownst to me, for over a year, she would be on stage doing a world tour, and most every night of the week, all around the world, and to her audience of 1 to 3 to 5 to 8, whatever, thousands of people, she would talk about my book before the show ended. And I didn't know she was doing that until her husband, when I finally met them after about a year, because we became friends after that, or in the middle of that, but she still never told me that she was doing that. And one time when I finally met them in California, her husband said, oh, finally she meets you. You can't believe what she does every night. And he said, every night we can't close our show unless she talks about your book. So that's what prompted people to call me, and that must have been spiritually led, because I surely didn't ask for that and didn't even know she was doing it. So, yeah.
Well, when you know, this is wonderful, and I don't think that there's coincidences. I think everybody's, in harmony. When you're in harmony, things go easy. And meeting this wonderful friend and having some synergy, and then moving to where you're getting directed, or people getting directed back to your book. You have several, I guess you have several connections. You have this amazing array of friends on the other side. And I guess what everybody would like to know is, so why celebrities?
Well, and that's a question I even had is what? Why did it happen? Because I'm not interested in celebrity. I never have been. I'm not one of these people that ever knew who was who. I didn't care. I didn't read the tabloids. I didn't know anything. And even the big, big stars, I didn't really know a thing because I wasn't interested. And they asked, and I asked, why? Why does it have to be this? And they said, it's very important information to share. And that if it had been from, say, Aunt Betty, sort of somebody nobody really knew, then nobody would be compelled to listen. And they really wanted these messages out there. So that's kind of how that went.
Well, you know, I'm sure people are sitting there right now. We're going to get to the list of people waiting to talk to you and ask you a question in a few minutes. Hang on, everybody. So when this happens, can you describe how it feels like, or can you sort of take us through the process of connecting with these people, or these minds? Give us a little flavor of what happens, please.
Well, at the beginning, so remember that I wasn't doing this for a living or even Hardly at all. I mean, the odd time it would come up, I might be sitting in front of somebody just having lunch or whatever, and then I would see somebody or have a psychic insight for them or something like that. So I would give it off the cuff, never a big deal. So I didn't know what to expect, but how they did it in a different way than anyone since then, any being has done that since. Normally when I'm in a session now, say, it doesn't happen so formally, but in that period when I was receiving these guests, I'll call them, it would be very formal. So what I would do is I would play George Harrison's My Sweet Lord, and that would take me into this high, happy place. And then I would play Deva Pramal's Gayatri Mantra, and that would take me into this just a really enlightened, like just a high vibrational state. So I was really happy and then in this high spiritual state. And at that point, I would feel somebody would come in, and I could almost see like a curtain, like there must have been a gatekeeper, I call it, maybe Archangel Michael, I don't know, but maybe a gatekeeper coming in and opening that veil, and then I was never sure who it was or what was going on. And in fact, because I wasn't into anything celebrity, I didn't really know half the time when someone would come in, if they were more modern day, I didn't even know that they had died. Like, for example, Davy Jones, I had met him a number of years earlier, and he was doing sort of a tour around being older now, and we were literally, there's a picture in my book of the two of us talking in deep conversation about when you're dead, he kept saying, and I said, no, Davy, you're not. Well, anyways, imagine the shock when a number of years later, in comes Davy Jones, and I said, whoa, what? You're dead? And he said, yeah, I am, and I'm so excited that you were right and I was wrong because, man, this life is amazing now. And he started to tell me all about it. So a lot of these people, I didn't know if they had died. And so that's kind of how it worked. And then when it was done, they would channel through me. I would type or write. Sometimes I was on a plane. Elvis came while I was on a plane. And you just write what you can write. So how they did it with me is they would impress upon me what they wanted to convey, and then I would write it or type it in my own words, not their words. It wasn't verbatim. And I would say, is this right? Is this what you're trying to say? And they would say, no, 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 we meant this, or whatever it was. But it was my words. Some people are full trance channels, and they just fully take dictation. I wasn't that. I just got they impressed upon me the idea they wanted, and then I would keep checking in, does this make sense? Is this aligning with what you want to say? And that's how we went. It was a bit of a process, and it happened whenever I could sense, I could feel that, oh, tonight they want to come in, or maybe I'd feel them come in, and I would then put on the music to get into the right vibration, and that's kind of how that worked for the book. But again, it was different than how I do it today in my sessions.
Well, I think that's pretty descriptive and pretty detailed. You're getting into a little bit of an altered, you know, state of consciousness, getting into the mood, so to speak. And I really like the idea that, you know, they're editing along the way. You know, you're writing down the words, the content, and then they're going, no, we, you know, edit here, edit there. That's kind of cool. I've never quite spoken to anybody who's done what you're doing, so we're a little curious as to how this works. Do you ever feel taxed or tired, or is there any time when you say, no, not tonight, you know, go away, come back another time?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, and those that read my book will see that. I think I was the worst channeler in that sense. I mean, I it's almost like, you can see throughout the book that I don't look at anything celebrity as being anything special. So I would say, oh, I'm tired. No, I don't want to do this. I'd be literally having arguments with them. Or I'd cut the interview right off and I'd say, you know, I've got to stop. I'm tired. And because I'm a night owl and I would be up late. And then they'd suddenly want to come at 1 a.m. And I'd say, oh, no. And so if I had a headache or I just didn't feel up to it or whatever, I feel bad. I mean, in hindsight, I kind of feel bad. I put them off quite a lot, and I was very, you know, I sort of set the stage of what I would do because I didn't want to do that, and I was doing it for them. But in today's world of doing readings, do I get taxed? Yeah. I get taxed when I do mediumship readings. It's a different vibration than, say, if I channel a master like Jesus or Mother Mary or something like that. Very different energy. So when I do a psychic reading for someone, I feel amazing. When I channel the masters, I feel truly uplifted. The mediumship, it can really bring you to a, yeah, you're feeling their energy and you're in, you know, kind of melding a little bit with them. So you do feel not as great.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you give us any juicy gossip? What's happening on the other side? You know, is there any messages that they've given you can share with us?
Oh, a lot of the people that came in spoke about a lot of really wonderful topics. And it's interesting because they each had a topic, which I liked. It's like they were very organized about this. So the main thing was, first of all, the grass is really greener on the other side. And not to put off till tomorrow what you can do today, because what you do today, everything you do matters. And and you take it with you to the next life, which is what Elvis talked about a lot, is how he wishes he had spent his time in celebrity being, you know, more kind than he was, because he sees now what acts of kindness do and what it really, and how, like, it goes into your soul records, your Akashic records forever. So they mm-hmm. talked about that, but Paul Newman talked about love. His chapter was about love because of the love he had for his wife. And Davy Jones talked about, you know, the other side and all of that. And Albert Einstein shared his theory of irrelevance with me. That put a lot of things into perspective. So they all had their thing they talked about. And Waylon Jennings, who I really didn't even know who he was, to be honest, he talked a lot about time. And so each chapter goes through certain things that they wanted to share about, and very simple messages, but I feel meaningful and things we need to hear more often, actually.
Well, these messages are in your book, Dying to Tell You. Is that right? Do I understand that?
Yes. Yes, that's right. People, they're all in there. Everybody has a chapter. Yeah.
And how can people find this book? This sounds like an amazing book. Where can they get it?
It can be found on Amazon, and you can look at under my name or under Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead, and you can buy the Kindle or the hard copy there, the paperback. And then I also did an audio book, and that's on my website where you get that. And I didn't narrate it, but I had a gal who, I tell you, when I heard her, it felt to me that she exactly channeled these people. I said, Sarah, exactly how I feel when I hear you, you're bringing me right back to the moment when I was channeling them. So somehow she channeled them also. So I thought she did a great job with it too. So that would be on my website, which is dying to tell you. And so you can reach that at, or even lisanajar.com. Lisanajar.com will take you to the book. Yeah.
Okay. I have one here. It says dyingtotellyoubooks.com.
That's right. Yes, that's right. I've been telling people so much lately to just go to the lisanajar.com because it reroutes them that I almost forgot, yes, my original website, and it is dyingtotellyoubooks.com.
Well,
thank
just to
you
make
for
sure.
That.
You have a ton of information and things coming up there. I encourage everybody, wherever you are here in North America or wherever you are in the world, go to this website. You will probably be pleasantly surprised. And again, people can get a hold of you for personal consultations, I guess. Do you do them like over the internet or Zoom or things like that? Or do they have to come in person?
Oh, no. And I'm actually, it's over the phone. And because I read the best just hearing voices, I don't need to see anyone, although I like to, but I don't need to. In fact, it almost distracts me, and I don't feel the connection is as strong personally, but I can do it obviously in person. And I, you know, if I have clients or I do groups here every now and again in Florida or in Canada, depending where I'm at. But yes, they can go to my website, and every month I do a free draw on the 11th for somebody to have a free reading. So whoever subscribes, I just use those names and then I put them in the draw and I just call you and let you know. So it's a nice way to do that. But I do, yes, I do readings, which are psychic medium. I do Akashic Records readings. So basically, if a person is stuck in love or career or health or money, and they can't seem to, they keep sabotaging or they can't, you know, get anywhere, I know that that is from something they brought in from a past life. It's beliefs and things like that. And it's easy for me to look back into those Akashic records and see where did they get blocked? What are they carrying into this life? Because what our life is today, Douglas, is a monitor screen, but the hard drive is what carries all this stuff that we are acting out, all the conditioning. And so I can tap into that and find out why you're stuck, why you're sabotaging, or those types of things. And so I do those kinds of readings. Basically, any reading that I do, I just touch on a lot of those things anyway. So.
Okay, well, we're going to get to the people sitting in the queue here in the 610, the 310 area code, the 805-773-916-917-773. We've got a Skype call. We're going to get to everybody in the queue. There's probably callers below that I haven't seen yet. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this important message. Provided I push the right buttons, I wish Paul was here. We'll be right back.
The Douglas James Cockrell website is where you can learn much more about this amazing man and his journey through a lifetime of spiritual prophecy. The book Secrets of Life answers questions everyone has about the physical versus the spiritual world, why you are here in the world right now, karma, psychic abilities, reincarnation, prayer, and much more about universal laws. This book is essential for those who really desire to follow the path of the divine to soul perfection. Douglas has been chosen to provide you with a keen insight into the purpose of life's journey. Best-selling author Robert Appel says, "The least you can expect from Dr. Cockrell's work is that it will change your life." Go to douglasjamescockrell.com and click on Shop for Secrets of Life and all of his books and learning materials. You're invited to embark on your own spiritual journey today by discovering the expansive works and services from Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Elevate your being physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Visit douglasjamescottrell.com. With over a dozen enlightening books and meditative audio downloads to help guide you through life's complexities. Delve deep into the mysteries of human consciousness, the future, and the spiritual realm. As the author of Secrets of Life, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Conversations with the Akashic Field, and more, Douglas opens the doors to realms most people only dream of visiting. The writings of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell are based on his unique ability to visit the Akashic Field, where all knowledge since the dawn of man is stored. You can read about the predictions, many of which have already come true, and planetary changes, health remedies, human growth are all written. Go to douglasjamescottrell.com and view the selections of books and MP3 audio available now. That's DouglasJamesCottrell.com. Welcome back to the Global Village International Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell and Doug Bentley. With our guest tonight, Lisa Najjar, author of Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Formerly Dead. She's also executive producer and intuitive consultant for an award-winning documentary titled What If? The Movie, and creator of What a Fool Believes, a spiritual comedy talk show. Now, once again, here's your Global Village host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
And welcome back to the show, my friends. Wherever you are in the world, I encourage you to check out our new newest guest here tonight who has this amazing ability to talk to celebrities. We have been, that is to say, celebrities who are looking from the heavens above and trying to come back and communicate through Lisa and talk about wonderful things, encourage people. And as she used to be a court reporter for courts here in the world, she is now, as she likes to call herself, a celestial court, I guess, reporter. Those are my words. She's an international psychic and medium, a transformational speaker, and author of Dying to Tell You. As we've been saying, she has a wonderful website. I encourage you to go have a look at it and find out more about this amazing lady. Tonight, if you want to speak to her, number to call is 718-766-4421. We're going to go to the phones now, and again, Paul's not here producing a show. I'm kind of standing in while he's away for the weekend, so I'm going to do my best. I'm being pressed into service here. I'm wearing two hats, but Lisa is with us, and my good friend and co-host Doug Bentley's here tonight. Maybe you could tell Doug Bentley a little something if he asked, or maybe something about people are watching over us and give us a message here towards the end of the show. But before we go to the phones, there's one thing that I just have to ask you about, and that is I have a picture on your website where you're talking, it's on Lake O'Hara in Alberta, Canada, and it's a magical picture. This is a beautiful scene. The water is crystal clear, and here you are asking if Archangel Michael could show up, and he did. You have a picture of this orb above your head, which I've seen in my career, a lot in Spain more than other countries. Tell us about that moment. What happened?
I decided to go up to, there's four lakes in Alberta, in Banff, in the area of Banff, and so it's Lake Moraine, Lake Emerald, Lake Louise, and then Lake O'Hara. Now, I heard that all four of them were angelic lakes, but Lake O'Hara, which is very hard to get into, that one's already in the fifth dimension. So when I heard that, I mean, I had gone to Banff, and like most people, I had gone to most of those lakes, but not Lake O'Hara. So I decided to go with some friends for a few days and go through all the lakes and spend time and channel and things like that. So we did, and I've had numerous, actually, encounters with Archangel Michael in Lake Louise. Apparently, that's the home, the Earth home that he comes to when he's on the Earth. So that's the place he goes. So there, not only that time, but many times I've had pictures where his sword of light, the beautiful violet sword that cuts through things, it shows up in pictures oftentimes. But in that picture, I made it to Lake O'Hara, and like I said, people have claimed that it's already in the fifth dimension. So when I got there, I immediately could feel it. And I said to my friend Bonnie, I can feel Michael here. He's here. Like I said, I was out on that rock, and I said, he's right above me. And so I said, please take a picture, because I know he'll show up. And I put my head up and said, Archangel Michael, I can feel you. I know you're here, and I want to see it in a picture. So I said, Bonnie, please take the picture, because he's right above me. And she did. And then that beautiful picture, and he was so there. That it was a magical time being at that lake, absolutely magical. So if you get a chance, any of you listening, please make the trip, because all four lakes are amazing. But Lake O'Hara, and you have to book your bus trip in. They only let one bus a day in. It's got to be booked months in advance. And so not everyone gets to go. And you can hike in, but it's a little bit of a hike, and there are bears, and I'm not such an adventurer. So I took the bus in, but, oh, my goodness, it's amazing. And the hikes in there are amazing. So that's the story.
Well, for anybody, I'm looking at dyingtotellyoubooks.com, and it's on the contact page. And there is the lovely Lisa standing on a large rock on the edge of this lake, and the water is beautiful. It looks so inviting. And then in the background, there are Well, they're kind of big hills, you know, they're mountains. So hiking in there, Lisa, I think would be a bit of a chore. But anyway, what a beautiful setting it was. And this, by the way, I'm going to comment on the orb. It's not circular or sphere shape perfectly. It is a sort of an irregular round shape. And this is the way in geometrical form orbs show up. And some of them I've been photographed with as well have that same, not a perfect round sphere. So it's not a dot on the camera. It's not a reflection of light. It's a capture of this interdimensional being that's above her. And you felt this Michael around you. How did you know it was Michael? I mean, did you just kind of, was that just occurring to you, or was there anything, communication going on? Just to be curious, what happened? How did you know it was Michael?
At that point, I was already quite familiar with Mother Mary. I talked to a lot of the masters just as a regular occurrence. That I did do. I may not have done anything publicly, but once a week I'd buy flowers for Mother Mary or my angels or whatever, and I'd put them out. And I would, everywhere I'd go, I'd say, you know, fill this. When my son played football, for example, I would be sitting in the stands and I would say, okay, angels, fill the stands. I want to take pictures before and after. So I took a picture of the stands before I'd call them. And then I'd say, now fill the stands and fill that field over there, because I want none of these boys hurt. So I would then take a picture of the stands, and you should see these pictures I have. I mean, it literally went from just a dark night, nothing on the stands except for the kids and parents, and then all of a sudden just nothing but orbs. And so
wow.
I always knew that they were always with me and always around, but it's not because I'm special. I think, and because right now I don't feel it as much. And what was the difference is I paid attention, and I teach an intuitive, increasing your intuitive IQ class, because most everyone has gifts, and I just teach them how to make it their superpower. And in that class, even level one, like the very first class, the basics, I just tell them, you know, you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention because they give you messages, not just angels, but your higher self, your guides. They give you all kinds of messages all the time. But if you're not paying attention and you don't notice or care, and then, of course, act on what they say, they kind of just, it goes into the background. But when you do pay attention, and when you look at them and you speak to them and you know they're there and you respect that they're there, oh my gosh, it's like an avalanche of goodness and protection and information. So I always felt really guided. And that day I was there, I just, you know, because I'm trained now and I do bring in the Ascended Masters, I know just from the feeling of their vibration, I know who's who. So I immediately knew it was him. And in one of the pictures that's not on the website, I was actually had my head back and I was saying, okay, Michael, she's going to take the picture. You've got to show up now because I can feel you there. And in that picture, there is the orb, but you can see where it's like my breath goes into the orb. And it's just the coolest picture because it's almost like cut out a bit. Like somehow my energy of my breath went right into them. It was just really cool. And but not surprising when we developed, because back then we had to develop the pictures. Not surprising that that's how it was working. And I was not, I knew that's what was above me. So.
Okay, well, it's an amazing picture and proof positive. There it is. So listen, if you're all set, Lisa, we have some people patiently waiting on, in the queue. Paul would normally go through the queue and know in what order that people have popped up. So unfortunately, folks, I'm not able to do that. So I'm just kind of go. You've all got your hands up, so you've all pressed the right button. So I'm going to go to the 610 area code, and I'm going to hopefully get somebody on the air here.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hi, can I have your name and where you're calling from, please? State or province?
Yes, my name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the show, Sonia. Do you have a question for Lisa?
Yes, I have a question about my current relationship. I'm in a relationship with a female, and I wanted to see what Lisa's picking up for me.
Hi, Sonia. So are you in what way? Do you want to know sort of where it's going or what your past life was with her? Or what
no, I just want to know right now in this present life, like where things are headed with her.
Okay, and I'll need her first name to tune into her.
Denise.
Okay, so I'm just going to take a moment and tune into her, and then I'll tune into the two of you.
Okay.
So when I tune into her, what I get is that the issue is that rigidity. So there's some rigidity there in terms of issues or maybe values or something she's very rigid about, maybe just not flexible enough, not maybe willing to negotiate or willing to bend or work together. I feel that that could be causing a problem or certainly can in the future. And so you might want to have, you know, just get, kind of watch for that, and I'm giving you a bit of a heads up on that. Now, when I look at the two of you, Sonia and Denise, let's see here. You know, I see you coming together, but I think there's some power struggles going on, and I think that's what your issue is. In past lives, you've had power struggles when you've come together. So you've come to work things out, and you're learning. What you're here to learn with her is how to flow and how to compromise and how to get along and how to be flexible and really pay attention to how each person's feeling and take their perspective into consideration and work together, so very cooperatively. And I feel that that's the issue you guys struggled with in past lives, and I think that's going to crop up. If it hasn't already, it's probably going to in this life. So, and when I ask sort of going forward, besides that causing some issues, let me look and see what they, I mean, because I want to point out to everyone listening, everyone has free will. So when you go to a psychic, understand, please, that you have free will. So even if no matter what the psychic tells you, you can change that and you can take a sharp mm-hmm. left or a sharp right. Any decision you make will change anything I'm saying. So please don't take it to mean it's not gospel. Let's put it that way. And I always give that caveat because I certainly don't go to a psychic and think it's gospel, and I don't want anyone coming to me thinking that because you have the power to create your own reality despite. But I'm giving you what I see. If you stay on this trajectory and you do not make any shifts whatsoever, not even perspective shifts, then this is one potential. And just look at it that way, and I might help confirm something for you or things like that. There's other pluses to going to a psychic. But so when I see this, I see that this relationship may have some issues if you don't already. And I think you are trying to learn in this life what you didn't learn in past lives, which is compromise. And I feel that the woman, Denise, I feel that that's, she's the one that's more set in her ways somehow about something, and I think less flexible than you. And so this is where you could get into some trouble. So I can't tell you is it going to last or not last because only you will make those decisions. But I see there, you know, there's going to be some struggles. So if I had to guess, I would say maybe that this isn't going to be your life partner. But again, if she can learn that and you guys can work together, there's no reason why it couldn't be. So I'll leave you with that, and hopefully that's helped you in some way just to realize that's what you're working on is compromise.
Do you feel she's loyal to me? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Like, you mean like you think she's cheating on me or something? That's basically what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's a different question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what I was kind of asking you, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of get affirmative on that one, Sonia.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm... I'll tell you,
okay.
I'm not getting that specific thing, but what I am getting is that she's sort of going off in her own direction somehow. And again, that's why I'm saying the problem's going to come from her. Not that in any relationship, both people are, you know, there's obviously something with both of them. But I do see the issues at hand have to do with her. So I'm not getting a yes or a no definitively on this cheating situation.
Do you think she will be okay then with ended in relationship? Like if I would tell her tonight, you know, would she be okay with that?
I can't tell you how she would be because I'm not her, but I can tell you that I already see her going off on her own direction somehow. So she, her, the energy of her, I'll tell you this, the energy of her is away from you. I can feel that. So I would say that it's probably not, you know, won't be some foreign concept to be away from you. So it won't, you know, but I can't tell you how she's going to feel, right?
Okay. Well, we have lots of people in the queue, Sonia.
All right,
so I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you.
And
we
both wish you well. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Really appreciate it. Take care. God bless. We're going to go to the 310 next. And hello, you're on the air. May I have your first name, where you're calling from, please?
Hi, good evening. It's Vince. How are you?
Hi, Vince.
Hey.
You have a question for Lisa?
Lisa, I'm in a real bad worrying bind right now. I just got laid off from my job. It was seasonal. I had hoped it was going to go full-time, but it hasn't yet. And I'm really worried about, you know, being able to pay my bills and keeping my car and continue making the payments and everything. So am I going to lose everything, or is this, there's another job coming for me like yesterday, or what do you see of that?
Okay, Vince. Let me have a look, and I'm sorry to hear that. Let me just see what I'm getting for you. I actually do see something coming for you. I'm not going to tell you it was yesterday or today or even tomorrow, but I do see in the very near future. So it looks like, you know, if you, I think, apply the effort to get out there and to put the word out that you're looking, and I think Spirit's going to match your energy and match your efforts. And I do feel that in the very near future, so I can't tell you, anyone who does this work knows that Spirit doesn't care about time and they don't give us time,
right,
but it feels
right.
Very, 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 very close to you. So I wouldn't, here's what I won't do, and I understand this is a big ask, as I ask you, as difficult as it is, to not let your fear, which is normal, really override everything, because that can block energetically this beautiful opportunity from coming to you. So try your very best to balance this natural worry with just this idea that, you know, God is good, my angels are helping me, my spirit guides are there, the universe is supporting me, and something better is waiting for me. And just try to keep that as a and ask spirit, ask, you know, whoever you call God or whoever you call your angels, whatever, you know, being that you like to pray to or ask, I would ask them to just help you to feel calm and to feel hopeful and to have that faith. And I feel there is something coming for you here in the not too distant future. And I think you're going to look back on this time, Vince, and you're going to say, you know, this was a tragedy when it happened, but it's one of the biggest blessings. I do feel that that's what you're going to be saying. So that's why I'm saying don't get too discouraged about it, because something is going to fill that gap and you're going to feel eventually like it's a blessing. So keep your positive attitude as best you can and feel hopeful if you can, and pray for guidance and pray for what you don't have. Calm or peace or a courage or whatever it is, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Vince, where are you calling from, Vince? What state?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from New York.
Okay. I put it in here. I thought you did. Lisa, Vince has called the show before, and he's had remarkable courage in going through transitions just like this.
Yeah.
And so your encouragement to them, again, Vince, pay attention to Lisa. And
I definitely am.
Okay, good. You've been through this darkness before, and you came out, I think, 3 times over the last few years. You've called the show periodically. You've pulled yourself out of the dark space, and Lisa's given you some good advice here tonight.
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Douglas. And it's encouraging for me to hear that you've been there before and come out of it, because I really do see this. And what they're telling me is that, so how I describe this to people when I'm teaching them or even in sessions, I like to say that when we come to this lifetime, we have majors and minors. Majors like you would in university. And so I'm very good at finding what people's majors are. What is the theme that they have come to learn? And there's usually a couple of them. And Spirit told me that we will not be leaving this planet without getting that done. And when I ask one, what are your theme, like what's one of your themes, they're telling me that it's this courage and it's this adversity that you will overcome. And it's more about faith. Is what Spirit's using the word. So it's about faith. And so if you have come out of hard times before, then that means you're actually very successful, and your soul is going to be very happy when it leaves this earth, because it looks at did we fulfill our majors. And if you've done this, you've already learned courage and you've learned faith, and that's probably why they gave me that strong message tonight that your energy, your faith, your hope, your perseverance, and not letting this take you down is part of the vibration that you're going to need. So, I'm happy that you have experienced it, and you know you can turn this around.
Makes sense. It does. I was just living in fear because I don't want to lose my car. I bought it brand new before I lost my last job, and a couple of years ago, and then so I've been able to keep up the payments and everything, but now it's like major crunch time, and it's like they loved me where I worked. They loved the fact that I worked really hard and everything, but I was seasonal, so now the season's over, because I worked at a brewery in Pennsylvania, and so now the high season is over and going into the winter and everything, so they said I'm welcome to come back, but I think there'll be something else for me that I won't be going back there. So
I see, Vince, heavy machinery. I see big yellow bulldozers, and I see trucks. So head on over to the traffic, Department of Traffic or Highways. Okay?
Yeah, I've been applying for everything I can online right now, and so hopefully something will come soon. Just gonna ask for everyone for this. I just wanted to find out, do you have any impact and any intuitive or any kind of message about what's gonna happen with Trump?
Well, let's put it this way.
I haven't looked into it, and I'm going to. Oh, go ahead, Douglas, and then I'll give you mine. You go ahead.
I was going to say, let's put it this way. We can't win that question, Vince. I know you've asked about former President Trump, so we kind of stay away from politics on this side of the curtain.
Right.
What do you think, Lisa? I mean, with all the celebrities on the other side, has Abraham Lincoln ever popped up or said anything to you, or any of these? Ex-presidents, that's a good point.
Abraham Lincoln, yes, but the only thing I got back before this first election, in 2020, I don't do politics at all, but because I'm from Canada, we really don't do too much of that, but I was told in 2020 June by George Harrison, he came in to me and David Primal, actually. And he said, basically, from what I can see above, he said, if you two, or if the world votes the way that, like the Democrat way is what he meant, because he said the way you were leaning towards, he said, you'll lose all your freedoms. And he says, I know you don't want to hear that, because he says, you know, he said, you're not going to believe me because you don't think like that. But he said, the world's going to devolve and lose all its freedoms. And it was very serious. So we kind of were shocked by that. And then Mother Mary told me he would win the 2020. And when he didn't, I said to Mother Mary, well, why did you tell me that? And she said, Lisa, he did. And she said, but the world is the world, and this is what happened. So that's the only thing I can tell you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Vince. Good luck, and happy Thanksgiving, Happy Thanksgiving. Keep that in your mind. Take care, Vince.
Will do.
Okay. So we're going to go to the 805, the 773, the 916, and then the 773 again. Let's go to the 805 and say, hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, thank you, Douglas. Hi, this is Donna in California. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Do you have a question?
I do, by the way. I want to know, am I going to find my life partner, whether it be companion, love partner? I've been alone for quite a while, and, I'd like to share my life with someone. I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Yes, okay. Well, let me just have a little look and see. I love the question of love because I'm a Leo, and I love love. So we'll see what we have here. Yeah, there does feel to be somebody here. And so you live in California. This person, and I don't, pardon me?
I live in Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, I do feel there's a person here. They're not showing me, it's not up close, so I can't see their features and all of that right now. But I do feel there is somebody, and it's somebody in your neighborhood or like right where you live. Literally, I feel like you might have passed this person in everyday life, going to the market or going here or going to an event, or you've crossed paths with this person already. So it's very close to you, very in your neighborhood. This feels to me that I want you to pay attention around you. When you go out, when you do things, I don't know if you go to spiritual centers or a church or if you go to the market or whatever's going on in your area, I feel like pay attention because there is somebody in your sphere, or maybe somebody invites you to something and you end up going and then the person right there at the event. This is going to be a bump into situation. It's not going to be an online thing. You're going to meet them in person, old-fashioned, organic, as we say. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you find out, after you guys talk, you're going to find out that you actually both have maybe mutual either interests, or you've been to the same center or the same events, or maybe a similar person. So there's something that you've already got that commonality, but you won't know that until after you get talking. So I want to say to you, when you go out and around, out and about in society and do things, make sure you look amazing and have a smile on your face. And also, if anyone approaches you or you are just chatting at a, at a store or something, just be friendly, like talk back and maybe ask questions. If there's someone that's kind of looking at you, talk to them and see what you have in common, or just make small talk, whatever. Give people an opening, and if a door does open and somebody approaches you and they, they're attractive to you and all of that, don't close it. Like, just say yes to the universe, because I think there is someone coming. And I feel like this person is going to be a long term. It's not just a date you're going to go on. It's actually a partner. And I see it. Can I ask your age or even an age bracket? Because this feels like it's going to go all the way.
69.
Okay, well, this is going to take you, I think this might be your last relationship, is what I'm saying, is that it's going to go to the end. So, it's something serious. But it's up to you to open that door and keep it open. And so in between now and when that happens, I would say to you, look for any parts of you that have any fears or resistance to a relationship, anything at all, even if it's a small thing that you once in a while think. Just just clear all that and start sort of expecting it, because I think it is going to be happening in the not too distant future. Not as quickly as Vince's job. That feels like it's imminent, like maybe a week away, that like close. I don't feel that tomorrow you're going to go and bump into this person. However, it does not feel like a year away, I'll tell you that. So it's in the next short period of time. So what do you pick up there, Douglas?
Oh, I'm listening very carefully, and I'm thinking, Donna, now you have the excuse that when you see somebody who's attractive, you walk over to them, you put your hand on their arm, and you say, oh, my God, a psychic told me that you look just like my future spouse. Oh, my God, what's your name? Are you single? Tell me all about yourself. But you got to touch them on the arm.
Oh, God.
Donna, that would be a whole new experience for you, I think, Donna.
Definitely, yeah.
But now, if a man I can tell you, most men would find that very complimentary.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Sure,
well,
absolutely.
That's the case. I'll have to try it. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You can say the famous Lisa Najjar has sort of described what you look like, and she told me I was going to meet somebody, and I think it's you. Tell me all about yourself. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and you guys are right. That's great advice, and, you know, you're right, because I have a lot of male friends I have a brother and a lot of clients. I mean, and the males across the board, no matter the age, they don't get that, and they love that. They really would feel very flattered, actually. So I think that's great advice, Douglas, and I think you should do it.
Well,
yeah,
Donna can blame it on you, no problem.
No, there you go.
But the one thing that Lisa said, Donna, and I've said this too, you have to look attractive all the time, and you have to be attractive in your mind all the time. And then Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Wright, if you will, Prince Charming, will show up sooner rather than later because you're attracting. It's a good tip.
Yeah.
You know, just to look attractive.
Yeah, and you feel good, too.
If I may interject, too, you need to be open and have confidence and faith, absolute faith, that it will happen.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for
wonderful.
Being on the show, Donna. It's been a pleasure. We have some other people in the queue here. We wish you well. Call back and let us know that this tall, dark, Italian-looking fellow showed up finally. Finally. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. I'll do that. Thanks,
Donna. God bless you. Okay. We're going to head on over to the 773 and say hello. You're on the air. Yep. Hi. You're on the air.
Carol from Chicago.
I've been looking for you, Carol, in the list here.
Well, you have me.
Yep, okay.
And Miss Lisa?
Yep, go ahead. You have a question for Lisa?
Yeah, I have a comment and a question. And you were talking about that you can't change. I mean, you can change. You have free will and you can change. But my question is, what does karma play in there? For example, let's say you can change, but you may not be able to change as much because of your past experiences, and that you have to learn something from that experience. You know, it'll
You're
change,
absolutely right.
But
yes.
It won't change a lot because you have to learn a lesson. So, you know, so sometimes when you tell people you have the you have the will to change things. Sometimes they can't change it very much, depending on, you know, their karma.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and so there's definitely components. And also, like I said about the majors, Spirit told me when you come and you have one or two or three things you're working on as a soul, and some of that's karma. That by golly, it's getting done. But there are some things you have free will to a point. Like they said, it's almost like a dog on a chain. You have certain amount of freedom to make changes. So, for example, if you come to have a heart opening, and because you need to open that heart because in past lives you just didn't, or you're scared, then by golly, you're going to have that. And so you can maybe decide between different souls on the, so it's not so much that it's just this one person necessarily, unless you have tons of karma. So you're right, it's multifaceted. So it's kind of simplistic to say everyone has all the free will in the world. No, they don't. But I guess the point I was making is just they shouldn't rely on a psychic to make every move for them. And some people do that. And I say don't do that, because we can be wrong, we can misinterpret, or you can change the trajectory yourself, or you've got all this karma going on. So absolutely, there's a lot of facets to that. But you do have a certain amount of free will and deciding how you're going to respond to certain people. So you may have karma with somebody, maybe some situation, some negative situation you've got to balance. Yes, but then you also have free will to decide how you're going to respond and react to each of those things that happen in your life. And that's something people need to be aware of as well. So there is a certain amount. It's just not blanket. You're right about that. You're right.
Yeah, because some things are predestined. Some things are, and you have some change in those predestinations.
But my question
to you is, I would like for you, if you can, look into my Akashic records and tell me anything about my psychic ability, and am I ever going, and do you see someone helping me get this book published?
Your book? You said a book?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay, well, let me just have a look in and see what I see for you. I'm just going back to wherever they want to take me. I mean, we've had many, many lifetimes, but they take me to the one most relevant to your question. So let me just see where they're taking me. So what they're showing me that, yes, so you do have, and what I said earlier is most people do have psychic ability. Maybe they don't want to be a psychic, but everyone should you know, make their psychic ability their superpower, even in life, to just judge the, you know, help you to know who people are and are they honest and just making decisions. I mean, it's just a good skill to have. So you have had lifetimes where you actually used your gifts. I'm seeing you were a shaman in one life, a very much a shaman. So you've got a pretty finely tuned gift already, because you've used it in multiple lifetimes. So it wouldn't be hard for you to just sort of call that up again and have that natural ability. But I'm looking to see in your records if it is this life where you should be using it, because we may be an artist in many lifetimes, and then we come to a lifetime and we just want to have a different experience than that, even if we have the ability. So let's just see if that's part of your path in this life. Yeah, they are telling me that it isn't your main focus in this life, but because you've been there, done that many times in many lifetimes, but you absolutely have the gift and you will use it in this life, and it will be combined with healing. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be just a healer like Reiki or something, you know, there's a million kinds of healing. It doesn't mean you're just doing exclusively that. Just being a reader, you can be helping to heal the soul of somebody or heal their, you know, relationships between maybe them and loved ones. So healing can, you know, encompass many things. But there will be a definite healing component to your work. So it's just not going to be frivolous psychic stuff. It's going to be actually with a view to how can I help, how can I heal, and you want to bring sense is what they're telling you. You're going to help them make sense of sort of things that don't make sense in their world, confusion in their world. So I think you're going to be what I'd call more of a soul healer, which I also call myself, rather than just predicting. You're more of a soul healer, and you'll want to be able to peer into someone's soul and soul and past lives to see where they're at and what, how to heal them in some way. You may or may not do the exact, the healing aspect of it, but I think you have the gift and the ability. So if you wanted to be a healer, you actually could be, and combine it and have sort of psychic healing where you're healing someone and giving them messages. So I do see that. And let me check on this book. Can I ask what the book is about?
The book is about I've interviewed a great number of psychics, including Dr. Cottrell as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I would say, okay, let me look here. You know, I will say that you're, yes, I think you will get it published. I think that it's going to be what I'd call your calling card to get out there a little bit out there more than you are right now as the person that you're interviewing, not so much the, you know, interviewee. Or rather, you'll be the interviewee. So it feels to me that that will be your stepping stone to the work, to getting you out there, to getting you more known. So, but again, and anyone who's wrote a book will know this, and Douglas, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not a piece of cake. You get a book published, and then what? And then what? There's lots to that, and so there's certainly a lot of effort and what have you. I do feel it will be. I do feel that it will be used as that stepping stone. I do think you're going to be doing the readings yourself, so people will be interviewing you is what it'll be, because you'll be the one doing it. And these connections you're making, especially in this book, being that it's interviewing these gifted souls, they're going to help you in the future in some ways as well. All of that is just really great learning for you, great education. And so, yeah, okay. Don't give up on that. I feel it is there for you, yes.
Makes sense, thank Carol.
And thank you.
Okay, yeah. Carol is a very intelligent lady. She is a serious seeker and researcher. And I think what Lisa said tonight sounds very encouraging to me, to you to bring it home. You know, get this book published, Carol. Makes
yes,
sense?
Yes, I shall.
Okay. Thanks for being part of the show, as always. And we look forward to seeing you, maybe perhaps interviewing you about your famous... You have a title for this book, by any chance? Off the top, just popped in my head. Do you have a title yet?
No. I had one, and it was through the eyes of a... few psychics, but I'm going to change that through the eyes
okay.
of a few psychics.
Okay. That's what just popped my mind. Get the title. That's the home run. That's going to bring it home for you. Okay?
I'll get the title. Okay.
Okay, Carol. Thanks for being on the show. I'll put you back on in the queue, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, I think, if I push the right buttons here. We'll be right back with more from our good friend and celestial court reporter, author, psychic, and transformational speaker, Lisa Najjar. We'll be right back after this.
Every so often, an individual appears who can demonstrate the ability to access the dimension known as the Akashic Field. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell is one such individual. The field is like a celestial library of all our thoughts and actions. Since the dawn of time, science is demonstrating that through this energetic field, our minds are connected to one another despite our perception that we're all separate. This is why the great religions of the world teach respect, compassion, and tolerance. They depict the field as the book of life, the source of inventions, inspiration, and insight. In the book, Conversations with the Akashic Field, Dr. Cottrell offers you practical advice from the Akashic Field so you may live a life of peace and prosperity. Go to douglasjamescottrell.com and click on Shop. There you'll find books, meditation, and other spiritual advancement materials. You're invited to embark on your own spiritual journey today by discovering the expansive works and services from Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Elevate your being physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Visit douglasjamescottrell.com. With over a dozen enlightening books and meditative audio downloads to help guide you through life's complexities. Delve deep into the mysteries of human consciousness, the future, and the spiritual realm. As the author of Secrets of Life, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Conversations with the Akashic Field, and more, Douglas opens the doors to realms most people only dream of visiting. The writings of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell are based on his unique ability to visit the Akashic Field, where all knowledge since the dawn of man is stored. You can read about the predictions, many of which have already come true, and planetary changes, health remedies, human growth are all written. Go to DouglasJamesCottrell.com and view the selections of books and MP3 audio available now. That's DouglasJamesCottrell.com. Welcome back to the Global Village International Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell and Doug Bentley. With our guest tonight, Lisa Najjar, author of Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Formerly Dead. She's also executive producer and intuitive consultant for an award-winning documentary titled What If? The Movie, and creator of What a Fool Believes, a spiritual comedy talk show. Now, once again, here's your Global Village host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Lisa. We're delving into the intuitive forces, fields, and Akashic, and also answering your questions for those people who've called in tonight. We have another 15, 20 minutes left in the show. The number to call is 718-766-4421. We might not get to you because we have several people in the 916, the 705, the 646, the 917 area code, the 773, 773 again, another Skype call, and the 407. We'll try to get to everybody. Lisa, if we can take just a couple of minutes. But everybody's important, and welcome back to the show, all of our friends from around the world, and we hope you're enjoying this in the archive version of the Global Village International Radio Show. Lisa, are you ready? Have you had a drink of water? Have you had a cup of coffee? Are you all set? You're doing wonderful here
yes.
tonight.
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, mm-hmm. How can people find out more about you? Where can they get your books? And how can they get in contact with you for a personal session as well? Where do they go?
They can go to dyingtotellyoubooks.com or lisanajjar.com. Both take you to the same website. And on there you'll find, of course, readings. And then also under events page, I offer different courses. I do moon meditations, my intuitive IQ class. We're just at the tail end of this one, but I'll be starting up again in October, I believe. And it's every 2 weeks, and we come together, and I teach different aspects of intuitive abilities. But also we have a lot of time where we discuss, where we practice on one another, because it's all about gaining confidence in yourself. So we work with our classmates, and they're, all beginners, and we just develop our confidence together, and it's just sort of holding your hand through this, and then and they sign up and they can quit anytime they want, and if it's not a fit for them. And so it's a really fun class, and I do other classes. I teach lots of things, so all of that's on the website, but make sure you subscribe, because I do choose a winner every month for a free reading.
I think Doug and I are going to sign up. Maybe we could get a free reading. What do you think, Doug? We feel lucky. Mercury is starting, the retrograde's almost over, so maybe we should roll the dice and sign up for a free session with Lisa.
Good things are going to be happening
somewhere
more frequently from now on.
Okay. I'm just a little light in the mic there. I didn't quite get you. Sorry, Doug. But anyway, before we get back to the calls, just one thing is, you get messages from these celebrities, as you've said and in detail, and you described how you felt and all those wonderful things. Has there ever been some messages that have touched you the most or surprised you the most? Anything you can recall?
I think Paul Newman really, really did, because it was, you know, just he always came in with such a very sad heart, to be honest. And so he, you know, the love that he felt for his wife, that really touched me. And also, as I said, on the plane, Elvis came in when I was on a plane, and I was crying on the plane. Like, I mean, it was really ridiculous. I had to sit there and sort of look out the window because I was crying because he was talking about how he wasted his time and he wished he had used his platform and fame to do more good things in the world. And so it was just heartbreaking to listen to him. So there was that. And also Michael Jackson, there was a sadness there in his as well. So a lot of different people touched me for sure. And I feel like Davy Jones, of course, was the one that really entertained me because he was so much fun from the Monkees. Davy Jones, maybe your listeners aren't old enough to know who that is, but I am. And,
yeah, I remember listening to his music, seeing it, the Monkees on TV. It was a big hit every time they came on. I remember that just like it was yesterday. Thank you.
Yes, yes, indeed. And you know, just so many, the messages, so many of them, like Jane Mansfield talking about women and their body issues. Well, not exclusively women, because some men have this too, but it's more often more of a woman's thing where we just, women grew up to hate their bodies. Most women, they just want to change this, they want to change that. Now they're slicing this off and adding this, and it's this, and it's never enough. And she was talking about it and how it's really a shame. She's watching what's happening to women and thinking, and she says this is, you know, she has a lot to say about that. And it's just perfect advice for any woman of any age, because it plagues women, I think, all through their lives. And so lots of things that I think were just lessons. There's lots of lessons and great wisdom in these pages and from these beautiful souls. So all in all, they were all wonderful and loving and kind and good. And it was a joy to channel them.
Hmm. And that's all in your book, right?
Everything is in there. And each chapter, people have likened it to a box of chocolates. So they just, well, Dave, I know, has said this, and so have many of my comments back in the reviews have said that it's like a box of chocolates, and I just open it to a chapter and see, you know, what's there today, and what almost like an oracle deck too, where you can just pick a chapter and see, oh, well, what was it that I needed to know? So you can ask before you even open the book, what do I need to learn today, or what do I need to focus on today? And then, like, you pull an angel card or whatever, you just open to a chapter, and there's a message in there for you. So that's how some people use it. But it's an easy read because it's, as I said, very simple messages. But, again, timely and very important. Just because they're simple, people can get lost in that and think, oh, but, and I thought that actually is like, oh, these are really simple messages I would say to the guests. And they would say, Lisa, you can't look at it like that. It's that these are classical things that we need to talk about. They're very important. And also, you're not going to be preaching to the choir always. You know, these are a lot of the people that read the book will be people that it's their first introduction to these things. And people are afraid of dying, for example. That's a big fear. And they don't know. They don't know that there's something out there, and they don't know what it is. So it's a lot of there's a wide array of people, and they're coming from all backgrounds that will be picking up the book. So they kind of put me in my place.
Okay. And the book again is called "Dying to Tell You: Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead" by Lisa Najjar. Am I saying your last name correctly, by the way, Najjar?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. So everybody, go to the website, have a look at it right now, and pick up a copy of Dying to Tell You, Channeled Message from the Famously Dead. I love that title and that byline. Go ahead, Doug.
I was just saying it's been my experience in life that the great wisdom is always simple.
Yes, Doug. Thank you. That's basically what they said to me.
I just didn't say it as eloquently as you just did. Perfect.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to the 916 area code and say hello. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, you guys kind of caught me in the grocery store.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can
I have your first name
okay?
And where you're calling from? First name and where you're calling from,
yeah,
please.
My name is Ray, calling from California.
Hi, Ray.
You guys kind of caught me in the grocery store, so I'll make this kind of quick, and I'll put myself on mute, and I'll unmute as you guys talk to me.
Okay.
So my question is that if you see anything with my love life, 35 years old, I'm not married, I don't have any kids, I don't have any prospects. And then second of all is I'd like to give you a call because I can read people fairly well, but I'm inconsistent. But I'd love to get your reading on what you see on me. And I'll put myself on mute as I walk to the grocery store so you don't have to hear things around me.
Okay, well, first things
awesome.
First, Lisa, can you tell Ray how he can get a hold of you again? He wants to call you.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's just under, again, dyingtotellyoubooks.com or lisanajar.com, and go under book a reading, and it's sort of right there. Or, yeah, so that's an easy way to just to reach out to me. And I see, Ray, I do feel there is somebody here for you, but they're telling me the very first thing they said is, you're blocking this. You're blocking this. So I know you're saying, that you're 35 and you don't have any prospects, and I believe you, but they're saying that you're getting in your own way. And your guides are trying to say here that there's something, I feel like there's something, let me just try and clarify this. I feel like there was something that shifted you, so maybe a past relationship or could even be something with mother. But there's something, and I would need more time to get deep into this, and maybe we can touch on that for sure in the session. Because at this moment, with the short time that we have allotted, I definitely see that there's a blockage there, and it was created by an event or a person or some situation that happened. And it's not that the event or the thing got in your way. It's what you thought about it and the belief that you took from it, so the erroneous belief you formed about that. And so I feel like you would want to look into that, and I would be able to help you easily do that, and how we can dismantle some of that, because I think that that's the first thing that's got to go, because they said it right away. It's like, nope, he's blocking himself. There's something, he's getting in his own way, and there's a belief. So once we can get that belief dealt with, then I feel it's open, completely wide open. The field is wide open. I do see, when I fast forward ahead, I see you married. I see this person that you're with feels like a nurse or somebody that's a caregiver. I'm seeing that very clearly. She's very soft-spoken, sort of sweet, very sweet, almost like girl next door feeling, where you, what you'd expect, I suppose, from a nurse, just very caring. And so I do see that, and I do see actually, I see a child, possibly two, but there is one here for sure. And I think you're going to be all good. Like, I really do. I just feel there's something you need to work through that's kind of been produced because of, as I said, what happened and then what you thought about the thing that happened. So I think certainly don't lose faith or hope on that. And then in terms of your ability, I just want to quickly look and see.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just said, oh, okay, thank you. I just said, I'm here. Go ahead. Because I've been on mute. I don't want you to think I disappeared.
Okay, no, for sure. And let me just look into this this ability. And what you're saying, it's a very common thing, to have it inconsistent. Because really, until we're really using it, we can, it's sketchy. It comes and goes, and I think that's typically what a lot of people.
The way how I do it is I can read people's facial features and channel different things about them. I'm at like 7 out of 10 people I'm correct, and it's just I don't know how to handle it, and it's just it's fascinating, and I can feel like I sometimes kill people. I guess if that makes sense.
Well, that's interesting. There's a lady one of my clients is a face reader from Germany. And she just gets great results from that, and she's doing a lot of pretty good business.
So it's something I don't do, but I think that's super cool. And, wow, that would be awesome. So, yeah, I would definitely say to develop it because you know you've got it. And I just feel like, I'll tell you, what I get is that the main focus when I look into your energy, your focus should be on this personal stuff. And then I feel the rest is going to just fall into place really easily. And like every psychic, like every wannabe or potential gifted person, which we all, really all of us are, I feel like the only thing between you and somebody who's doing it and making money doing it is, again, confidence. That's the only thing people lack, and that's why we practice a lot in my course. So, but definitely it's going to happen for you. I just really want you to get the personal stuff in order because that feels like the biggest, strongest part of your energy. And that's where I put my focus right now, is clearing that energy, clearing those old beliefs, and getting them gone.
Okay. Thanks for being
thank
on the show,
Ray. Thank you
guys
so much. I'll be in contact. I'm going to go through the check stand right now, so it's going to be kind of noisy,
thank
so I'll
you.
Log off. But I'm going to be in contact with you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
thank
Ray.
You
thanks
much.
For being on the show
bye
tonight.
Bye.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, there we go. Ray's he's shopping and getting some life advice from Lisa all at the same time. And being able to see 7 out of 10 people reading them, that's pretty darn good, I think. You gave them some good advice on how to proceed there, Lisa. Let's go to the 646 now and say, hello, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Aha, just a minute. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how are you?
There you go. May I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, hey, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from New York.
We can't hear you. Put the phone a little closer and turn off the background. Turn the computer down.
Yeah, I turned it off, yes. I said,
okay.
Yeah, my name is Lisa. Yes, thank you for taking my call. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, Lisa from Brooklyn. Do you have a question for Lisa?
Hi,
in
Lisa.
Florida.
Hi. I wish we had that weather here in Brooklyn. It's cold now. The weather's starting to change. So we're in like in a 70-degree weather. Yeah, I just wanted to see if there are any messages from me on the other side. Someone passed away. Well, she was like my mom, although she didn't give birth to me, but she passed away on June 9th. And I wanted to see if there are any messages for me from her.
Yeah, well, Lisa, I was just saying to Douglas before we got on air, when there are these shorter messages, I find that it's really hard to connect with the other side. Some people can do it in a second or two, but it's not how it works for me. I actually have to call them in, and then I wait, and it, you know, they play with my hair. That's how I know they're there. And it's a process, and it takes some time. So I don't think I could get much for you in this short time. But if you have a different kind of a question, I can certainly do that in just the few minutes that we might have.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So where I live now, I have to, not that I have to be out by November 1st, but I'm looking for a place, a new place. Just wanted to see if you see me finding that new place soon.
Okay, so right now you do have a place already in mind that you like?
Yes, I'm just waiting for it to become available.
Okay, so just give me, just hold in your mind the picture of that place and let me tune into it. And then I'll look and see if there's anything beyond that, if that's not. But let me just hold on to that thought for a moment. I'm just going to go in and sort of find it, basically grab it from the field, as they say. Yeah, when I tune into it, I see a home there. I see a home for you. So I do feel you're going to get that place. Is somebody in it right now and you're waiting for them to leave or to sell it or something like that?
No, it's pretty much empty. I'm just waiting for it to get the I'm just waiting for it to someone, you know, it's going to be joint coming through someone. So I just wanted to see, you know, when they're going to let me know that it's going to be available.
Yeah, I do see you there. So I wouldn't give any, you know, have any doubt about that. Just see it as yours. When I tune into it, it looks like it's a home for you. It's your home.
Oh,
so
yes.
You're moving in. Everything's going to be good there. So that's good.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
okay,
there you go.
Thank you.
Is there a little white fence around this place? Small one?
I'm sorry, is there what? I'm sorry?
Is there a little white fence still around the property somewhere?
Yes, yes, yes it is.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I found this on the web for a little white fence over on the property somewhere. Check it out.
I see. Is that Alexa or is that... No, don't shut up, Douglas. Don't say those names. My phone's talking back. Pardon me. Anyway, I saw the white fence, so there you go. Okay, well, listen, thanks for being on the show. So we're happy moving, right?
Thank you.
Lisa, is there such a thing as happy moving? Do your celebrity friends have any comments about moving?
Yeah, they all, you know, everybody says that even happy stress is stress, and moving is the top, what are the 10 top stressors? I think moving is one of them, like on the very top, probably. So, you know, but if you're going to a place you love, that's always got to make it better, right?
Yes, it is, yes. I love
you. I think you'll enjoy it, and I see it. You're making it into a home. So, good luck with all of that, and I just keep that positive, mindset about it all.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
And remember to go to Lisa's website if you need for more information, and she can help you out with a personal consultation. Well, we have several people waiting here, and some people just joined. We're actually just over time a little bit, but I'm going to go to the 917, and I'm going to ask, are you just listening, or would you like to ask Lisa a question? Hello, you're on the air. I'm going to take that this person is listening. Let's go down to the Skype call and say, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the
hello.
Air.
Hello, Dr. Cottrell. This is Melvin calling from Manhattan. I'm currently job hunting. How soon will I find my next position?
Lisa?
Hi. Hi. Okay,
hello,
I'm just going to... Hello,
thanks.
How are you? Okay, let me just tune in and see about that.
And Dr. Cottrell, the new moon was on Thursday, and Mercury went direct today.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
And what line of work are you looking in?
I'm actually looking, I do consulting work in the financial services area.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why the stock market took off today a bit, eh? Hmm.
It helps.
I do see there'll be an opportunity in the very near future for a job, but I'm also feeling that first one isn't the right one for you. I just feel the first opportunity that comes up is not quite right. It's not bad, but it's just not, it's not sort of a hell yes, you could say. And so I don't want you to think, oh, I better take it because maybe nothing else will happen. No, something else will happen, I'm getting. So don't get, nervous about that and nervous about turning it down. But the next one, so the second one opportunity that comes through, that's the one I want you to take. And I think when I look in, it looks like you're going to be at that job for a while. But in that job, in the second one that you end up taking, there might be a chance or an offer for you to relocate at some point, maybe not right away, but at some point. So that may come up too, if that's something that would interest you down the road. I think there's a lot of room for expansion in the second company, a lot of room for expansion and growth and travel and other things that maybe aren't available in that first one. And I think you're going to be pleased with some of the perks or
it's the growth, the opportunity for growth in this one.
Well, I'm
so,
definitely looking for something more like that, because obviously with the pandemic, we've all worked remote. And so I'm flexible either way. So it's nice to know there'll be two offers. So I that would be super. So the first one may not be so great, but the second one, and they're all within a short space of time, those offers.
Yeah, I feel that soon enough. That first one I think is going to come soon enough. Again, spirit, when I ask time, they don't show me time, because and any psychic will tell you that. However, sometimes they'll give me something to look at. Speaking of the white picket fence, they'll show me a house. And like say if a loved one's coming, a lover is coming for somebody, they won't say day or week. Sometimes they'll show me a calendar, but not often. But sometimes they'll show me a house and show me how far away he is from the house, and that's how I'll be able to judge. So in this case, I'm just seeing that it's in the near future. It could be a week away, a month away, but it's certainly not 6 months away. And so that's the first one, yes. It'll be soon.
Okay, super. That's lovely to hear. So, and they're both, I could get offered one and the other one could come, I could start interviewing for the other while the other one is percolating or whatever.
Exactly. I wouldn't, when it comes, just say, okay, I don't have to freak out. It's not exactly what I want, but I don't have to feel compelled to take it because, oh my gosh, you know, out of fear, nothing will come if I don't take it. That's a lot of times the mindset we get into, but it wouldn't be advisable in this case because there's a better one around the corner. But if you take it, maybe you won't be in a position to take the other one or you miss it, you know, like I think the Sliding Doors movie, you know, you kind of miss that opportunity. So I'm not saying you would miss it. It might come anyways, but I think it'll be a little tricky to get out of, just jump over there. So I would just hold off. But again, feel into it. If the first one comes and you do feel it's a heck yeah, then go for it. Never mind what I'm saying. You go for it. And because it's really your creation in the end anyways. But I just see that there's, as I look at the field, there's these two coming. And based on the two of them, I think the second one's going to be more of a fit for you, even though the first one's not bad.
Okay. Super.
Okay. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for the good message that Mercury started to go forward on Thursday. I could feel it. Things started to pick up.
Things
I've been super busy. Go ahead.
Because Venus is also gathering motion. I also work as an astrologer to the other lady, but that's a sideline. And things are improving, and we had a new moon in Virgo. So thank you both very much for your time. Much appreciated, Lisa. And I had a quick look at your book. I probably will be purchasing it. It sounds very interesting, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you for being on the show tonight. We're over time a little bit, everybody. I know there's about 10 more people in the queue here that we apologize that we haven't been able to get to you. But I'm glad that you tuned in, and we had a wonderful show with our guest tonight, Lisa Najjar, Celestial Court Reporter, author, psychic, and transformational speaker. And her website, again, is an amazing website. She has Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead, and Abraham Lincoln, George Harrison, Shirley Temple, Marilyn Monroe are a few of the celebrities and famous historical figures that Lisa has been channeling, and she has a compelling collection of messages in this book. Find out why Albert Einstein, changed his theory to the theory of irrelevance? Wow. Hey, here's one of my heroes, Steve McQueen. He would give anything for another shot at living. Aw. And Elvis Presley now resides in the Heartbreak Hotel. Oh, my God. And Davy Jones is still monkeying around. The book is called Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. And my guest tonight has been an amazing guest and has been talking about wonderful things that you and I want to know what's on the other side. And Doug, I'm going to give Doug an opportunity because Doug sometimes he sits in the bleachers there and he comes in with a comment Is there anything, Doug, you would like Lisa to look into your, what can we call it, etheric record or so, or did you want to pass?
Well, I thank you very much, Douglas, but I'm in the, for quite some time, I've been working on paying attention to my own messages and intuition, so it's, I appreciate it, but I'll have to pass, sorry.
Aww.
I'm impressed with what you do, Lisa. And,
well, thank you so much, Doug, and I appreciate that too because I love that you're paying attention to yourself there. That's just fantastic. You're doing everything right, and wow, I'm excited for you and where that's going to take you as well.
Well, thank you for the encouragement.
Yeah.
Well,
you're welcome.
Lisa, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight. Maybe we'll do it again. It's Dying to Tell You Books. DyingToTellYouBooks.com is the website. And how can people get a hold of you for personal consultations again?
Yeah, they just go to that website, DyingToTellYouBooks.com, and go right to the readings and just book a 45-minute reading. That's the only readings really I have. Other than if you sign up, subscribe to my website, then you get a free one. Or the other way people do it is by booking an evening with Spirit. If you have a group of people, maybe 7 or 8 people you want to bring together, family members or whatever from anywhere in the world, you can book a Zoom evening with Spirit with me, and then you as the hostess get a free reading. They get mini readings. It's a lot of fun. I'm doing 2 of them this week, as a matter of fact, next week, and they're just a lot of fun. So that's another way to get a reading a different way, the free way. So I'm looking forward to meeting any one of you that's been here on the call. We'll meet live, I guess, live on phone. And I really appreciate all of you being here. And you, of course, Doug, having me. It's so wonderful. And thank you so much for that. Both Dougs, actually, here.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. We wish you well wherever you go in the world. And apparently you're able to go beyond the world and talk to our friends on the other side, which is an amazing talent and ability. And it sounds to me like you have a very good talent and a good feel for what you do. I'm anybody that can summon up Michael and in the middle of a lake, in the middle of some mountain place, in the middle of Canada, well, you got my vote. It's a pleasure. So we wish you well, Lisa. And again, the website is DyingToTellYouBooks.com, and as we said, go check out the books and all the services that Lisa offers you. I'm your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. My good friend and co-host is Doug Bentley. The show is produced by Paul Hughes of Media One, and the engineer is Jack, who's busy in the background here today. We want to thank everybody for helping to produce the show. We want to thank everybody who's been calling in tonight. We are so terribly sorry that there's been so many calls that we haven't been able to get to you, but just shows you, Lisa, how popular a guest you are. Stay tuned next week for another exciting guest. Be right here and on the International Global Village Radio Show. Peace and prosperity to everyone. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving coming up. And happy Halloween, I guess, before that. Take care, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.
People may have have strong opinions that are different than our own. So join us and call in with questions and comments as we attempt to explore the unlimited human consciousness.